Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The Santa Barbara County Board of Supervisors is expected to vote today to support more offshore drilling. It's considered a symbolic gesture, but one that will make political waves, given that the federal moratorium on drilling leases was inspired by a massive spill off Santa Barbara's coast in 1969. Some drilling continues, and the county gets a cut, about $5.5 million a year. But the Federal Minerals Management Service estimates there's about 5.75 billion barrels of recoverable oil along the coast, stretching from San Luis Obispo County to the Mexican border. Yesterday, a U.S. appeals court awarded nearly a dozen oil companies more than $1 billion over a clutch of drilling leases the firms haven't been able to use because they've been tied up in courts over the Coastal Zone Management Plan. California's aggressive anti-smoking efforts have paid off big time. A new study by UCSF finds the state's tobacco control program saved $86 billion in health care costs since it began almost 20 years ago. KQED's Sarah Varney reports.
Researchers have long known that state tobacco control programs reduce smoking, heart attacks, and cancer. But in this new study, published in the online journal Public Library of Science, UCSF researchers tried to understand the link between spending on anti-smoking efforts and healthcare savings to individuals, businesses, and public programs. Controlling for changes to California's population, the study found the state's anti-smoking program prevented the sale of more than 3.5 billion packs of cigarettes. UCSF professor Stanton Glantz says that resulted in fewer hospital visits and a reduction in health care costs for smoking-related cancers, among other savings.
And because medical care cost containment is so important to dealing with the state budget crisis, a modest increase in the amount of money spent on the state tobacco control program would return huge benefits, and they would start appearing next year.
Glantz says the state has spent less than $2 billion on smoking prevention since the program took effect in 1989. That's a 50-to-1 return on investment, according to the study. California has the second lowest smoking rate of any state in the nation, 13%, just behind Utah. Glantz says of those Californians that do smoke, 2 out of 3 are what he calls light smokers. He says that with more investment in the control program, smoking rates could go even lower. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Tonight at the Democratic Convention, Hillary Clinton is expected to heartily endorse the party's nominee. But polls show many Democrats who voted for Clinton in the primary, especially women, aren't yet sold on Barack Obama. Scott Schaefer has more from Denver.
When Nancy Pelosi addressed the California delegation over breakfast yesterday, she told her audience the time for processing disappointment over the election results is over.
It's not just about us and what our feelings are about the campaigns. It's about the hopes, aspirations, and challenges of the American people.
Conventions are supposed to be about uniting the party around its nominee. But at a press briefing Monday morning, Pelosi was inundated with questions about the split between supporters of Clinton and Obama. And she was clearly frustrated.
You know what? This is like a yesterday room. We are going into the future. What did I walk into? A time capsule? The nomination is decided. We have a vice president. We're going to work together to go forward.
As chair of the convention, Pelosi was neutral during the sometimes bitter presidential primaries, declining to endorse either Obama or Clinton. She says she understands the bitterness that comes when your candidate loses, but adds that Clinton's campaign should not be seen as a defeat for women.
I get sad any time a woman is not successful. That's really a very important part of who I am. I think Hillary Clinton was very successful in this campaign.
National polls continue showing that up to a fourth of voters who supported Clinton in the primaries may vote for John McCain or not vote at all. Monday afternoon, more than 2,000 people attended a symposium in Denver called Unconventional Women. The goal was to encourage more women to get involved in politics as donors, volunteers, and candidates. One of the attendees was veteran campaign consultant Mary Hughes. She's helped elect dozens of women to office in California, and she describes the disappointment some women feel over Clinton's loss and the anger some feel toward Obama this way.
Well, I think everyone acknowledges that when your eye is on breaking a glass ceiling and someone else breaks their glass ceiling first, there's bound to be not only disappointment, but a little bit, hey, that was our turn.
Not all women attending the symposium were unhappy. Barbara Marks Hubbard from Santa Barbara says it was easy for her to support Obama from the beginning.
It's because Obama represents unity. He represents the future. He represents what's emergent and creative and how to involve the people in cooperative action.
And as a woman, you didn't feel particularly drawn to Hillary?
I do admire Hillary, but I think it transcends gender.
Of course, not all women see it that way. Andrea Dew Steele is president of Emerge America, a San Francisco-based group that helps train women to run for office. She supported Clinton originally, but is now enthusiastic about Obama. She thinks a generational divide may explain why some women are having a hard time switching to Obama.
There are older women who believed that this was the last chance, really, to get a woman president, or that they might not see a woman president in their lifetime because Hillary was not ultimately successful. So I think there are some deeper feelings there for some older women.
Hillary Clinton will make her pitch for Obama when she addresses the convention tonight in prime time. But many women may be waiting to hear what the nominee himself has to say to them in his acceptance speech Thursday night. Los Angeles Congresswoman Maxine Waters, a strong backer of Clinton in the primaries, has some advice for him.
Well, I think he needs to acknowledge that he had very competent opposition and that she would have made a fine president. And that he is expecting and looking forward to and needs her support.
Some Democrats say in the end, getting undecided women to support the Obama-Biden ticket may depend on making the alternative unthinkable. Nancy Pelosi puts it this way.
Women have the most to gain by the election of Barack Obama and the most to lose by the election of John McCain. There's no question about it when it comes to issues that relate to America's families and to women in particular. And so my message to them is, we must win this election. Everything is at stake.
You can expect to hear that message loud and clear for the next 3 nights. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer at the Democratic Convention in Denver.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, August 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. And the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.